Hey, everybody. We are so excited to announce today on our Instagram page
our first ever drum roll, please. Instagram giveaway. We've never done this. We are new to the Instagram giveaway game, but we have something awesome to give away. And that
it's ourselves. We're giving ourselves away.
That's right.
We're giving ourselves for a whole hour.
Together as wedding planners and wedding therapists, unlicensed. We want to hear all about your wedding and the way to get our undivided attention for a full hour, probably more, because we have a lot to say and we're always excited when we get to talk to listeners. So an hour plus of two-on-one in this case consultation. That's the prize in our first ever Instagram giveaway starting today.
So it's January 8th, 2020. So obviously if you're listening to this in 2021, you know. No. But January 8th, 2020, go to our Instagram page. You're going to see exactly what you need to do to win a full hour of consulting for your wedding with Christy and Michelle. It can be done from the convenience of your own home via web conference. We're super excited about this. It's a $200 value. So if you're in the middle of planning your wedding, if you're at the beginning of planning the wedding, if you're toward the end, if you're a wedding professional, if you're a wedding planner hopeful, anyone, like the show says, involved in planning a wedding, this is for you.
So follow us on Instagram. Check out that post. We hope to see you there.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners, tearing it up. Listen, learn, plan that wedding.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews.
Just kidding. That's not her. That was me. I am flying a little solo today, y'all. And that is because Miss Christy has her mom in town and her best friend. And I believe her best friend's mom. So Johnny and I are here today with you. And I'm really excited. Listen, I'm not going to lie, you guys. We've had a lot of photographers on the podcast, okay? Because there are a lot of photographers out there, and because photography is such an important part of this process. Like, anybody out there, I don't know, maybe in the history of weddings. Well, actually, that's not true. I'm sure prior to the invention of this trade, there were weddings without a photographer, but I bet you there was like a sketch artist or something, right? Like, nobody gets married and doesn't have photos, okay? So hence, yes, we talk to a lot of photographers, but we try really hard to bring different and fresh perspectives and different subject matter for you all to learn from, okay? So I want to just start out with that right away and address that elephant in this microphone on your speaker. because Johnny, like, literally, this is what happened. I was on Instagram, as I sometimes am, and this photo popped up of this. I don't remember which photo. I just remember my reaction to this photo was, that is fucking awesome. Okay, literally, I was like, who is this photographer? Because that photo captured just like a moment, more than a moment. Like, it gave me a feeling. And I could see that bride had this genuine reaction happening where she probably at that moment completely forgot that Johnny was there taking a photo of her. Like, it was so real. And I think that says a lot about our guest today, because it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, we talk about this a lot. You guys should, you should have a really good rapport with your photographer. You should feel super, super comfortable with your photographer. You should want to hang out with your photographer, just like your wedding planner. But to have somebody in a room with you, or in the one of the most, you know, intimate settings with you, taking photos, and you're kind of like, you're not even realizing that that photographer is there often, that's quite a big deal. So this is Johnny and P. Say hello.
Hello.
Is it weird for
awesome
me to...
Awesome to be on today, all the way from England.
Oh, yes. You guys note that accent? Isn't it cool? although we have a lot of people in England that listen, Johnny. Yeah. All over the world, really. It's not just this little bubble of where I am. And is it weird for me to like be talking about you while you're like staring at me listening?
No, I love it. I love it. It's we're miles apart here, but I feel like I'm in the same room as you.
You're literally so, okay. In my daughter's bedroom with me. Did you notice the stuffed animals behind me on the
I had wondered about some of the things on the bookshelves. I just thought maybe personal
like,
taste.
Okay, that's all right, Michelle. That's good. You like stuffies. No, we just moved and I'm trying to figure out the best place in my house to record. And we have a standing desk in my daughter's bedroom. So this is a good spot.
Right.
Okay. So I am going to read the bio like we always do about Johnny. And then we'll jump right in. Okay.
Awesome.
After spending 11 years in the world of marketing and advertising for big brands in London, like Coca-Cola and Kraft Foods, Johnny became a wedding photographer full-time in 2015. Having started Johnny MP Photography in 2011 after being asked to shoot a friend's wedding, he quickly realized it felt him. Is that right? It felt
Yeah, it felt very me.
Oh,
sorry,
it felt like him. It felt like him.
It just felt me. It instantly felt like it was without sounding too cheesy, like what I was born to do. It felt like I was actually found my purpose, which is maybe a bit unusual because I was early 30s at the time.
What an amazing feeling that must have been.
Yeah.
That's...
It was the reaction of the bride and groom when I gave them the pictures, seeing what it meant to them, seeing what these photos brought to them. It was this amazing feedback loop of joy. And I always talk about photographers, it's so important that we have like a kind of heartfelt mission for what we're doing. We need to, we're not just turning up to do a job. We're there to do something out of a passion and out of a real belief that even if we would do this, even if we weren't being paid, could we believe in what we're doing?
Because it's fun. It's not like work.
No, it's amazing. Yeah.
So you've now gone to shoot over 300, are you frigging kidding me? Over 300 weddings across the UK and worldwide, including Mexico and New York City. So he's available for travel, everybody. Hint, hint. and his personal emotive style has provided many happy couples with photos they love. He is a heart on sleeve sort of guy who loves the emotion and feeling of a wedding day. And it's those moments that matter that drives him to shoot heart on sleeve photos. I love that, Johnny. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. That's awesome to be on. I'm very honored, Michelle. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to chatting to you and telling your listeners more about kind of my philosophy on wedding photography, and get your listeners to be even more excited about their wedding photos. And I totally echo what you said. You know, wedding photos are so important. After all, the day you spend so much time planning and a great investment in, this is, you know, your photos is all you have afterwards. And they're so important.
Yeah, because you have them in your head, those memories, but you know, you want to put those out, you know, in an album, on the mantle, for your kids to see, your grandkids. I mean, I've got my great-grandparents' wedding photos. I love looking at old wedding photos. Love it. So
it's a bit of family history. It's family
huge.
History.
It's huge.
But I think that is absolutely key. But also, you know, we're going to come talk about this in my kind of belief on wedding photos should make you feel something. And so it's not just a documentation of what happened and just like a list of things. It's, oh my gosh, that was great. Our great grandfather. And look at what it meant for him to then see his daughter for the first time in her dress. Yeah. So it's photos that make you feel something, that stir something in with you. And that, I think they're really powerful.
Now, Johnny, one of the things I want to point out here is that the listeners would find valuable and interesting is you yourself are engaged. You are going through this process right now. Yeah.
I got engaged in August earlier this year in Ibiza. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Ibiza. It's a very famous Spanish island.
Ibiza.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, yeah. You say it differently.
Yeah, we say it. Different pronunciation.
Did you go to the music festival in Ibiza?
So actually, it sounds far more kind of hedonistic than it actually was. We just went there because like the Spanish islands are only like a 2-hour flight from London.
Oh my God.
We wanted to have a few days away and we sort of decided to go there because it's beautiful. But yeah, it is obviously associated with the sort of party lifestyle. We actually went to sort of the quieter part of the island, but it's a stunning place. And in true photographer fashion, I had a friend from England fly out to capture the moment to photograph it. So we had this rather epic / stressful experience of trying to make sure that he's in the right place on this set spot that I had in mind on the west coast of Ibiza, which if you look it up online, it's a place called Es Vedra, when it's this amazing kind of rock formation in the sea and you can stand by the cliff. And I had it all set out. We were going to go there at sunset. And my friend Dan from England was going to come out there. Well, he came out to photograph it. And obviously he had to like hide himself away. And then I was there, to propose to Claire. And and just about we managed to line ourselves up so we're in the right place. And he caught it. And it was amazing to have that moment. And obviously the tears and emotion of proposing. So obviously, like any photographer, I had to have it captured. And then we had a few like engagement photos. And they really were like engagement pictures because we were so freshly engaged.
That hard on sleeve emotion. Hey, I just saw on your Instagram story this morning that you have a picture of you and Claire. Is that one of them or is that a different one?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it.
And you got five more months to go. Is that right?
Yeah, so we're getting married in May. So we've gone from May 28th. So in the UK, sort of peak wedding season over here is from like May through to October. Okay. May is a start of the summer month here.
Yeah.
It starts to get not quite Californian heat, but we get fairly pleasant days and the longer days. Doesn't get dark until 9 o'clock come May. And I also have to kind of built in a date around my own weddings I'm shooting. So
I was going to say, because you're going to have, I'm sure you've been turning down work for your weekend.
So I have to be mindful of that. And also Claire, who I'm getting married to, she's a teacher. So probably like in the US, you have like set term time. So she can't take time out, any time of the year. We've got to make sure it's in her school holidays. So we're very, very excited. And it's been amazing to see firsthand what it takes to plan a wedding. There's just so much.
Johnny,
so much.
I that made me think about something because I was talking to a bride the other day who was inquiring with me, and I was asking her what time her ceremony is, and she said, I don't know yet. We haven't decided. And so I always like to look at what time sunset is the wedding date, because either there's two photographers that usually, two categories, either a photographer who loves golden hour photos or a photographer who loves true sunset photos. Which are you? Or do you care? Some don't care.
Yeah, so the absolute sweet spot is the sort of 20 minutes to half an hour before the actual sun drops.
Okay. So, what I call, true between sunset, the point, golden hour and sunset.
Yeah, so you get some lovely light beforehand. So that's definitely something I'd always encourage my couples to build in that time. And then literally just as the sun goes over the horizon or behind the trees, wherever you are, or by the sea, but it goes down by the sea,
right,
you've got that the best light is literally that final 5 minutes, because that's when it's softest. And without going too technical, the rest of the day, usually, even like an hour before sunset, it's still very bright to what we call shoot into the sun. So if you want those beautiful pictures where you get like the sun flare and it's just so ethereal and it's just like the wow pictures, that magic literally happens in like 5-10 minutes before the final sunset. And then actually once the sun has gone down, you actually still get some really nice soft tones as well. So lots of photographers almost like to sort of overlap and then carry on and do like 10 minutes maybe just after the sun's gone, because it's still twilight, so it's still light, but it's not that blazing sun. And that's your sweet spot. I would encourage all your listeners to, if they're planning their timings, absolutely work with their photographer to build that time in. It's really, really important.
I always make sure that it's during dinner, like that yeah. time falls during dinner, so that, but not in the beginning of dinner and way before like first dance, but at a time where people are just busy, like right in the middle of dinner. So the couple can get at least a few bites in, because they're not really going to eat a full meal. They never do. I mean, hopefully most of my couples, I make sure that they eat, but like, I always make sure that dinner timing has happened. You know, if it was you I was working with, I'd make sure like dinner started probably a little before golden hour or right at golden hour. We got a couple toasts out of the way, let them eat, and then you take them off and do those photos, and then they come back and go into the rest of the night. So I always build my timeline around, you know, sunset, golden hour, and work backwards. Perfect. So that, you know, there's enough time for the ceremony and the cocktail reception and then dinner seating.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely perfect, Michelle. And I applaud anyone to do that, have that same approach, and it will win a lot of fans with photographers. The other thing I often say to my couples is almost to see that time when you go out for your sunset portraits as your little like time together. You know, like couple time, I often describe it. So rather than feeling like, oh, we've got to be taken away from our wedding, which most photographers don't want to do that. They want to let you enjoy yourself. That's certainly my kind of view on it. I don't want to interfere too much with the day. So I sort of say to them, look, you've got 20 minutes just to go out for a little walk, have a kiss and a cuddle, have a chat. I try and keep all my portraits very much like I shoot, like very much catching the connection between my couples, and let them just be them. And I'll give a bit of direction in terms of, right, stand around here because the light's great. But I really want to try and bring out the connection. And I try and get them to have a little, have a chat. You often say, I might say to the groom, say to your new wife, tell her what you think, tell her what you thought when you saw her come down the aisle. Whisper in her ear, because that's a really nice way to kind of elicit an emotion and a response. And that's when they tend to have a smile and they're like, oh, that's so cute. Nice to hear that. So there's, a lot of photographers kind of use this technique and to various degrees, but those sort of things is a good way just to kind of bring out that true connection with a couple.
So Johnny, this heart on sleeve, what is that to you? Like, what is that? And like, how do you get that? Like, how does that happen?
No, sure. So heart on sleeve photography was kind of like a concept I came up with this year when I wanted to take like a step back from my own work and think like, what are the sort of photos that I really want to deliver for my couples? What are the photos that make my heart come alive, make me really even more excited for every wedding I've got coming up? And I realized it's all about the moments, and it's the connection between people, whether it's between the bride and groom, between like a bride and her parents, might be siblings. It's that kind of emotion. I mean, a wedding day is a set of all your most important people in your world converging in this one place. I mean, it's so, so unique in that respect. So I just love photos that make you feel something. And so I kind of coined this idea of like heart on sleeve photography. I guess it's hopefully a familiar term in the States. This idea of like, if you wear your heart on your sleeve as sort of as a person, it means, you're kind of like a sensitive soul, and you let your heart take you and lead you. And there's a kind of hopefully an endearing kind of element of that. And I just love those sort of photos, and that's something which I've really kind of stuck my name to now, and I really want to concentrate that more than ever to deliver that for my couples.
I love by the way, I'm not ignoring you. I'm literally looking on your Instagram feed. We're talking because I can't find it again, but there was a photo of a bride hugging her dad, and it was black and white, and you only see the back of the bride, but you see her father's face.
Yeah.
And it's just like, It's like he's gone back in time and he's hugging his little girl. Like, it's just...
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've got a 7-year-old daughter myself, so I'm even more wired into this kind of concept of, like, the love a dad has for his daughter. And I just love everything like that. That's what gets me really excited. It goes back to what I sort of said about kind of what's my mission and what gets me out of bed each Saturday to go after a wedding with a lot of enthusiasm. And I like this idea of seeing it as my mission is to bring people happy tears. You know, I love the idea of, like, when I deliver people the slideshows of their images, that they just feel this kind of joy, this to know that these moments have been captured, these people in their life that mean something to them. So that's kind of the background. And I suppose within that, I'm really realizing that I believe, kind of with wedding photography, and this is kind of a little tip maybe for your listeners, choosing your wedding photographer is a bit like when you're single, like the dating world. And the dating world is all about connecting the right people together, aren't they? Yeah, everyone has different preferences, everyone has different tastes, different personalities. And if you have like an online profile, you kind of say, this is what I'm all about. And I'd really encourage you to kind of look at your photographer and speak to several to find one you connect with. Because if you kind of connect with their style, then that's really going to help you get the best photos that suit you. And from a photographer's point of view, from my point of view, I really want to work with couples who are kind of like heart and sleeve people. They're quite heartfelt people that, you know, they love greatly, and they have a great passion for their family, their friends, for their partner. They're madly in love with their partner. That really helps me as well, just to know that we're on the same page. Does that make sense?
Do you ever turn any couples down? Do you ever get a couple that you meet with and you're just like, this is not the right dynamic for me?
Sure, that's a good question. I haven't done that, but I think that's partly.
You ever finished a wedding and wished perhaps you would have, or been in the middle of, you know, the plans with them and thought, I don't know.
No, I've never thought. Oh no, I definitely wish I hadn't worked with anyone, because that's something too as much of a softie. I do love and care for all my couples, but there's definitely, I've learned over the years, there's some which I think are absolutely in that kind of real sweet spot, as in that, you know, they really get what I'm trying to do, and we often talk with as wedding photographers as well. We can only shoot what's in front of us. So I might be passionate about moments, but if a couple just isn't that sort of couple where there isn't the same feeling there, obviously I can't capture that.
Right.
You know, if you've seen an amazing wedding photo, yes, I believe there's a real skill in the photographer to be there in the right place, the right moment, to understand light and the composition to capture it. But equally, you can't take away from the element of that had to have happened. And I think... There is a truth in that, perhaps that level of kind of emotion and connection does vary from wedding to wedding. But I think I've also got better at explaining to people, like online and my website, and when I meet people get a good feel for what I'm about. And I really try and build my brand more and more to try to attract the right people and attract the people that get what I'm all about.
Hello, it's me, Christy.
Oh, Christy, you are on this episode after all.
I've just been listening to you two talk about photography and stuff. Just kidding. I'm just here to add in our little sponsor spot for our favorite sponsor, Zola. Z-O-L-A.
Zola. Zola.
Zola. We love you.
We love you, Zola. We love Zola for our clients. Because Zola makes wedding planning so easy for our couples.
It started with the registry, ultimate gift shop, appliances, home decor, Airbnb, airline vouchers, experiences, whatever it is, couples can register for it on Zola. It is the highest rated registry of all time. And from there, it branched out to so much more.
Yes, like free wedding website designs, plus... beautiful, affordable invites and paper. The guest list tools, are you kidding me? They'll help you collect addresses and track online RSVPs with their free guest list manager.
Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful, we promise. So with the wedding websites, the registry, the invites, and the guest list manager, it's all in one place, a one-stop shop. And what we really love about Zola is the experience for your wedding guests. The wedding website that you create will have so much information. It makes attending your wedding easy and stress-free for your guests. What to wear, directions to the venues, menu options, RSVPs, it's all there.
You guys, Zola has helped 1 million couples get married, and they're going to help you too. So you need to go and sign up at zola.com/bigwedding today to get your free personalized paper sample. And then use the code SAVE50 to get 50% off your Save the Dates. That's Zola, ZOLA.com/bigwedding promo code SAVE50. That's SAVE50.
And that's a wrap.
Thank you, Zola. When you were starting, and I mean, this might even happen now, but have you had one of the partners of the couple perhaps is really uncomfortable in front of the camera or like isn't really, you know, giving you those moments? Like, do you ever sense that or feel that?
Yeah, I think there will be times where couples, you might have, I mean, I don't ever mean this as to be the right thing, but, you know, we're in 2019 now, the modern age, but it is still very much the bride, generally speaking, probably does tend to be my main point of contact.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you know, all for, you know, equality and, you know, whether it's another bride as well or the groom being involved as well, obviously that's very important. But that's just generally the way it seems to be.
Yeah. Are gay weddings legal in the UK?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Same
yeah.
Sex
weddings. They're increasingly popular. And yeah, I think they kind of, it's a very open minded society, I think, now in the UK. And I don't think people kind of think too much. I think everyone, yeah, just sees it as it's all, you know, love is love is how we talk about it over here. I'm sure it's the same in the US.
Same here. Love is love.
But ultimately, yeah. So to answer your question, there are sometimes, you know, the bride or who's perhaps been a bit more involved and I've been there and then perhaps the groom hasn't been as excited, quite as involved. But I just I believe in kind of like my skill as a photographer is about my ability to try and empathize with people and build that relationship with them. You know, I think we chatted before about this, about I think a great photographer has to be just as much as good at taking pictures as they are, you know, this kind of ability to make people feel at ease to get on with anyone. You know, that is such an important skill. Like empathy is so, so important. And so I just try and think, how can I connect with that guy and make him just feel a bit more at ease and try and come onto his wavelength, maybe find a commonality with him, something we've got, you know, might talk about sport, you know, just anything I can do to bring them in and get them on side. And yeah, sometimes it doesn't work, but most of the time you can just find that over time they're like, okay, this isn't too bad and it gets better.
You know, one of the things when we were talking on the phone or over Skype for our initial call is something that you told me you do, and I thought it was pretty brilliant, is that you get there early before your shoot time. And what is it that you told me you do or rather don't
sure.
do?
No, sure. So, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, if I get in over here, I'm sure probably similar in the US, we normally start shooting like 2 to 3 hours before the ceremony.
Yeah.
And I think we'll tell you a bit about that in a bit, but in the UK, ceremonies are actually much earlier. We have them over here about 1 or 2 o'clock. So let's say like, I come to where the bride's getting ready at sort of 10, 11 in the morning. And my kind of view is that I won't just walk in there and just take photos from the off. Instead, I want to try and build relationship with everyone that's there. So that's definitely not about putting the camera in someone's face. It is about coming in. I try and learn everyone's names before I get there. So I have like a questionnaire I ask all my couples beforehand, and I want to know like their parents' names and the bridesmaids' names So normally in the morning, there are the bridesmaids be there with the bride, and there'll be the, often there is like a mum. And if I can introduce myself and say, hi, Mary, so nice to meet you, I'm Johnny. Yeah, there's such a power in psychology, and when people hear their own names, they respond to that, and straight away it takes the barriers down. And I want to drop those barriers, and people just be, oh, cool, nice to meet you, Johnny. And then all I do is just chat to them for like the first 15, 20 minutes and just ease everyone into the day. And I dress very smartly to weddings, so I'm always like a guest. And I talk about them, and I just want to get to know them and how they're feeling and get them excited. And so when I do come to start taking pictures, and as the day builds and more and more of the action takes place, they're then really used to having me up and close.
Do you always bring an assistant with you or a second shooter?
No, I shoot on my own predominantly.
Really?
Which is quite typical here, but I don't know whether that is necessarily everywhere. But unless it's a really big wedding, and I'd call a big wedding, from my experience, maybe 150 guests or more. I don't know whether how that compares to things in California. But typically, most weddings over here are about 100 guests, and I'm quite happy shooting on my own. It means that people don't feel like there's like a media team in front, you know, everywhere, especially if there's not a videographer. I mean, I'm totally cool to work with videographers, but if there's not and it's just me all day, I find like I can do everything much more discreetly, and I come across ultimately as just like a friend, like a guest at the wedding, because I'm dressed smart, because I chat to people, I get to know people's names, I have fun and joke with them. It's all part of, I guess it's true to my values as someone. I do love to meet people and chat to people, but also I know that this is really going to help me with my photos, because as the day progresses and more things happen, I can be there in an instant, and they're not going to change how they feel. They're not going to be, oh my gosh, Johnny's there taking this picture, I'm going to do something different or be anything different. I really want them just to be like, yeah, Johnny's there, but we just got used to having him around.
Where's Johnny?
Yeah. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I think any photographer say, is it, some weddings are easier than others. There's some where I literally walk in the morning and the bridesmaids have so much energy, and it's especially a real bonus if they've been told you're coming, and they're looking forward to you being there, and the brides maybe like bigged you up and said, we've got Johnny's coming and we're looking forward to having it. Yeah, it sets the tone. But even, sometimes weddings, people are just a bit more wary of the photographer. They might have been to a wedding where the photographer is maybe perhaps has been a bit, rude or a bit grumpy or maybe bossy. And I suppose they have their defences up a bit. So I just try and break that down as soon as I can and just try and build that relationship. And then that really gets me in there at the moment.
You said you have a 7-year-old daughter?
Yes, and a 10-year-old son, yeah.
So, were you married before?
Yes, this would be second time.
Second time? Yeah,
first time was 2008, quite a long time ago now.
Wow, you were young.
I really was. I mean, I suppose in the big picture, I would have been, I'm 37 now, so I was about 24, 25, which doesn't sound that young, but I think I was quite an immature 24, 25-year-old.
Me
I still
too.
I still look much younger than I am, which I didn't like when I was 18, 20. But now I'm quite happy. 3 years or 40, and I get to a wedding and everyone thinks I'm like in my 20s. So
me too, John.
The baby face becomes a bonus, a nice little bonus.
I'm curious. We've had a couple of, a couple of episodes, not many. On people getting married for the second time around. And mm-hmm. I know that there are a lot of listeners who are on second weddings, or maybe mm-hmm. their partner is. Mm-hmm. Is your fiance now, has she been married before?
No.
So this is interesting because not only have you been married before, but you're in the wedding industry.
Yeah.
And she is not. No. And she's never been married. So how's that dynamic going with the planning?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question. It's one I get a lot. First and foremost, I'm really kind of cognizant that, like you said, she hasn't been married before, and generally speaking, it's lots of every little girl dreams of being married. So I'm very much kind of aware that it's kind of her day, and to kind of see it with a fresh pair of eyes. And I've definitely tried to kind of enjoy that enthusiasm and excitement. And you know, I have seen, you know, I've seen it all in terms of weddings. I feel probably a degree of pressure being in the industry.
You're gonna have a lot of industry friends come to the wedding.
I've got a few other wedding photographers coming. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not loads, but a few others. And I just come out of so many weddings. I always come out of weddings like with quite a buzz. I'm really excited, and I used to always think to myself, I just don't know whether my wedding's going to be that fun. So yeah, ask me next year how I feel, but hopefully it'll be brilliant. But yeah, overall, just really trying to focus on, yeah, just think with a fresh pair of eyes and not take kind of my experiences of being to other people's weddings too much into account. Obviously, there's been some really good learnings there. I have said to Claire, you know, yeah, in timings, for example, look, just don't do this or allow more time for this. And we've chosen to have a friend of ours marry us as like a celebrant. I don't know how common that, yeah, efficient, yeah, as you have in the States. So that, just things like that I've witnessed. So I've taken some ideas from other weddings,
yeah,
and brought them into my own wedding.
Yeah.
But yeah, just I'm super excited. I just can't quite imagine myself being in the wedding photos for the first time.
Hey, if you need any help with that, on our website, there's a link for Unboring Efficient. We had an awesome guest who trains people to be efficient, but also nice. Help people like yourself who are having a friend or family member create that wedding script. And it's an amazing service. And there's a huge discount. So if you're interested, go to our website.
No, yeah, perfect. I'll definitely check that out. I love, I don't know how common personalized vows are in the States.
They are. They're very common. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Whereas over in the UK, they're not traditionally common.
So are you doing that?
Yes, absolutely. Nice. Like I've seen people do that at weddings I've shot abroad and more in the UK. And I love it. It's just so much more personal. And that I feel like reflects us as a couple more. Because I don't know how it plays out in California, but in England, when you have a wedding, you either generally get married either in a church. And so you follow a set of vows which are the same for everyone, like you can't change them. It's very kind of official.
Yeah.
And then the same if you get married by what's called a registrar, and we call it in English, it's like an official person marries you under license. You have again a very set script,
like which you have to follow. Like the legal words, right? Like
The legal words, yeah. So what we're doing to make it all work is that we're actually going to have our legal ceremony just done between us and our parents in like a small office a couple of days before to get the kind of the legal bit done. And then it means on the day, on our wedding day, we can literally with our officiant just do anything we want. So
that just
gives us freedom. Because we can literally create the ceremony that fills us. So
a lot of people are doing outdoors that. As well. I really love when the actual wedding ceremony takes place very intimately, and just the most important people. I love that, Johnny. That's great. Yeah. How many guests are you inviting?
So we've got about 100.
Oh, good. Nice and small.
So,
not tiny, but a good
it's
size.
It's not tiny. I'd say most weddings I do are around the sort of 100, 120 mark. I don't know. How does that compare to over in the US?
The average wedding here has about 120 to 150 guests. Average.
Okay, so not dissimilar. Yeah.
Yeah. When all is said and done, that's how many show up. And then we were talking about a few differences in the UK versus the US in terms of wedding traditions. You already talked about wedding season, but one thing that I thought was interesting is you said barely anybody does engagement photo shoots.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the UK market is massively influenced by the US. So we tend to always be a few years behind. But some of the kind of the trends that do come on board will come from the US, particularly on things like Instagram. It's just, you know, people see these things. But so when I started out in 2011, engagement shoots started to come more popular, and they are still done by some people. But like you said, I normally shoot sort of 30, 40 weddings a year. I'd say I only do about 5-6 engagement shoots a year. I'm thinking for next year, I've only got about four, I think. So they are very much something that people will come to me and say, Johnny, we really want some engagement photos, or we call it like a pre-wedding shoot over here as well, like this kind of idea of like, yeah, some photos before the wedding. And they're very set that they're in, they're up for it. And then I would say the majority of people, they come to me and go, oh my gosh, that's just not for us. It's too contrived.
Right.
It's too set up. It doesn't feel real. It feels quite...
non-organic.
Yeah, like, exactly. And like maybe a little bit...
Like we're doing a photo shoot.
Yeah, exactly. And some people, it's just a step too far. It's maybe a bit too kind of inward looking, maybe narcissistic. I'm not saying it is, but this is their point of view.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that, because I, and lots of other photographers do this, when you start out, we tend to then say to all of our couples, try and get them to book, you know, I'll give you a free engagement shoot. And so when it started out, I was then basically doing engagement shoots for everyone. And I quickly realized that the key to a good engagement shoot, and that, well, there's lots of keys, but one of the big things is you need the couple to be really up for it. Because
yeah.
I say to all my couples, the more you put into this, the more connection and love and energy and excitement and appreciation of each other, the more there is for me to capture. If you're just there and like going through the motions, going, we've got to have some pictures, the pictures will just lack any sort of feeling. It goes back to this kind of thing about everything about being heart on sleeve and full of emotion. So whilst I don't do so many engagement shoots now, I'd say the ones I do are people that are really behind it. So top tip for your listeners would be, you know, if you're going to do an engagement shoot, like go for it. The first 5 minutes, you probably will feel a bit nervous and a bit awkward, but your photographer will hopefully make you feel at ease pretty quickly, and you'll just have a laugh and lots of fun. And by the end of it, I'd say most couples really, really enjoy it, and they found it a good experience. And then they get these, hopefully, some beautiful photos, and they get some, you know, lovely photos of just the two of them in their kind of everyday clothes, rather than, you know, obviously rather than wedding clothes. And most of all, it gives them perhaps a little bit of a confidence boost for the wedding, and they're like even more excited for their wedding pictures, because they're like, okay, if we look good, then hopefully we're going to look great on our wedding day.
That's awesome. So first, see this photo right here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
yeah, I want that. I want you to send me that.
Yeah,
for
okay,
one
sure.
of our show art, like that one sure. is just freaking yeah, that was awesome. Great, also, that's so English. Look at her hat.
Yeah,
Mama so, is yeah, dancing. Dad that is going really, crazy.
Yeah, that was a really quintessential English wedding. So that was actually a pretty big wedding. I don't know how common marquee weddings must be big in the States as well.
Yeah.
And so that was actually in the east of England in a county called Suffolk, and there's a lot of farmland. So a lot of people there are farmers, and they have like, you know, grow crops, and it's huge flat piece of land where all sorts is growing for the supermarkets across the country. And yeah, that was a brilliant wedding. They had like a huge marquee and just a very lively crowd. And during the speeches, I think it was towards the end of dinner, they all started singing this song and waving their napkins around and standing on the chairs, and it was great. I just love anything like that. Obviously, the drinks were flowing, and it just makes for a great atmosphere. And I'd love to get in and amongst it. So yeah,
catch awesome, that. Johnny. I have to wrap up, but I just want to say that. I've really enjoyed having you on. Tell people how they can find you.
No, sure. So my Instagram is probably the best thing, I guess, these days. Everyone's on Instagram. So it's at Johnny MP, which is JOMMYMP. So no H. All my website is just johnnymp.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Johnny. And I also want to give you kudos, because one of the things that we talked about offline and that Christy and I find very important is that you're posting everybody. You're not picking the most model-esque looking couple and posting them on Instagram. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons also that I really love your feed, is that you're capturing these moments and you're capturing really real people, and you are putting real people on your feed. So kudos to you for that.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. All my couples are special. I don't I really believe in treating my couples like how I'd want to be treated. And just for me personally, the thought of someone not mentioning me or talking about me on my, say, website or certainly on my social media on the basis that he doesn't fit maybe a certain style or type, that's just not me. Doesn't reflect my values, and that doesn't reflect me as a person. Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure to be on, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
I wish all your listeners who are planning weddings all the best. And here's to 2020 brides and grooms and brides and brides and grooms and grooms.
There you go.
All right. 2020 is the year to get married.
It is. That's when you're getting married. I can't wait to see your photos.
It's the best. It's got the best sound of it. You'll never, ever forget your anniversary.
That's
then.
True.
It's so, yeah, next year, I think it's the biggest year weddings for years because everyone just wants that round number. So, yeah.
All right, everybody, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. You guys, a review is so, so, so valuable, important to us, and we really appreciate it. And it helps us get the word out there and grow listenership on the podcast. So try to do that when you have a moment. Instagram, we are at The Big Wedding Planning Podcast, as well as Facebook. I think some people might still be on Twitter. That's at TBWP Podcast. Our website is The Big Wedding Planning Podcast. You can email us, thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. And if you really appreciate our efforts and you want to help us out a little bit financially, $1 a month is amazing. $5 a month is amazing, amazing, amazing. Plus you, if you choose to give us $5 a month, are going to get bonus episodes and a newsletter. Some people do 20 a month. It's totally what you're... what you can do. We greatly appreciate it, and it's important for us to keep this going. So go to patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast. That's Patreon, patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast to help us out monthly while we're helping you plan your wedding. And of course, we are always available for hire or for one-on-one consulting just for a couple hours. You can email us and let us know if you need some help just with some miscellaneous items via web conference. And finally, our phone number is 415-723-1625. You can ask us questions on our voicemail, and we'll play your lovely voicemail on a You Ask, We Answer, and answer you in real time. Okay, that's a lot, Christy does. You guys, thank you all so much. We love you. Happy planning. Christy, if you're listening, I love you, and I love your show. Bye, everybody.